Hey guys, welcome to the Sportscast, the live edition, live here from the office. We've got Victor Orocho here with us. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, iTunes, Periscope, and iTunes. So Victor, obviously the world of sports is focused on college basketball. Who do you think is going to win from the Final Four? He's right here.
Michigan State.
Michigan State.
There you go.
And I think Michigan State is going to win.
I'm wearing Florida State.
Yeah. And I got, Auburn going to the Final Four as well. So between Auburn and I think it's Texas Tech. I got to check it out.
Yeah, it is.
We'll go to, I'm not prepared, but it's okay. But yeah, it's going to be a great tournament. I really think, I think this year is different. I think we're not seeing many of the favorites going. We've seen some underdogs coming in, but so far, what do you think about the tournament?
It's been good. It's had good stories in it.
You know,
I did well all the way up until the Sweet 16.
Yeah, what happened?
And then I didn't do well.
Kansas lost.
Okay, yeah. So did Duke. So did North Carolina. Who'd you pick to win?
I picked Duke.
Okay, good. And where are they?
They're home.
Okay, just make sure.
They're in North Carolina.
So my team went home earlier, and his team is sitting right next to him now. Just a little later, that's all.
Oh, wow. So there you go. That is a sports cast. This is a short version.
It's a short version.
I mean, what else do you want?
I want to talk about, what's his name, Michigan State. No, finish. Keep going. We stopped.
Yeah, no. I haven't stopped yet.
Izzo, what'd you think about the situation with him?
I think I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what's going on.
You don't know the story?
No. What is it?
I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, so look, here's the deal. Izzo was on video scolding one of his players.
Oh, really? Right? Oh, I heard about that. Okay, yeah.
And kind of got out of, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And that's been the topic, right? But then it gets forgotten, and it comes back to the topic, and they bring it up. So, you know, the difference when you win.
Oh.
But so you understand now?
Yeah,
so I'm
that
get
sucks.
Your opinion. I can tell you mine, but I just want to see you.
And they're bringing this up during the tournament.
State, right?
Yeah, they're bringing this up during the tournament.
That's why I'm picking them to win.
Why'd they do that? Is it like the other team?
It happened during the tournament, I think.
Oh,
like
crap.
One of the earlier games.
I think they shouldn't focus on that. Hopefully, they'll focus on the game.
Pretty good. It's just that it has come up, and
right.
For me, it's a business opportunity too. You know me, I always convert over to business or sales as it relates to sports.
Right.
And I wanted to see your thoughts on it. That's all.
I think it's kind of like, yeah, I mean, it's happened during the tournament, but maybe just apologize, move on, and focus on the game because
who should apologize?
Tommy.
For who?
I mean, he's been accused for yelling, right?
I don't care what he's accused for. Why should he apologize? He's winning, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's a good
true.
Coach. He's a good guy.
Well, yeah, you're right.
He's got a lot of good. That's my whole point. My side. There's going to be people that can disagree and do whatever they want. They want to talk about the different athlete today and so forth. Okay, great. But look, at the end of the day, Izzo's not like somebody who's brand new. You know what you get, okay? Players love him. He gets them better. I guarantee you that kid probably got upset for the moment
right.
And then just moved on. That's what athletes do. We call each other out. Let's hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And you can't – sometimes in business you can't translate that as well because of just many other things that go on. But at the end of the day, those coaches truly have the well-being of those players to win and to play their best. That's my opinion. Now, you have Bobby Knight that did some crazy stuff. Right, but people love him that went to him. And he's got some people that had a problem. You got Coach K. You got totally a George Thompson from Georgetown. He had at one time the highest graduation rate out of Georgetown with a good basketball team.
Really?
Yeah. So you got everybody that's totally different. In football, Tomlin's different than a Parcells, Belichick, Saban's totally different. You understand? In sports, it's acceptable to be called out to help you reach your greatness. And just sometimes I think that's lost in teaching, educating, and in business. That's all.
You like Bill Knight? I mean, Bobby Knight?
I like Bobby Knight. I can respect what he did. You know, I'm a little upset with him because he got in trouble at Puerto Rico, obviously, because being Puerto Rican, he threw that chair out, remember?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you always got to look about you're not in the inner circle, so a lot of players have nothing but respect for him. I mean, there's a lot of coaches that you know, kids have that kind of relationship. And there's coaches people don't talk about. Same thing with quarterbacks. We talked about that before, right? Yeah. Look what's happening now with McCarthy and Aaron. Look at the stuff that's coming out with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, what's the deal with
I'm
that?
I'm just trying to give you the scope yeah. that life is across the board. You can't, you know, again, I always go back to the world being enamored in professional sports and the money they make and all this stuff and the owners. But, you know, just in general, it all applies one way or the other, right? And there's different personalities. Some people can work under a better leader than a different leader. You know, there's a lot of different things. But in sports, you know, accountability is acceptable. And in business, it's almost like, why are you blaming me? Why am I in trouble?
Yeah. That's it's part of life. NFL news.
Look at the difference between, you know, I always talk about sales talent, right? Back to sales talent again.
Always back to sales.
Always, baby. That's what we do. look at the difference between when people select talent or have the talent. The Antonio trade Brown to Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Right? Has already catapulted them to winning the conference, right? So that's just putting someone with talent. So it goes back to sales and business. You got to do the right things to select the right talent. And not everybody's going to want to, you know.
Yeah.
You got to fit the role, right?
So, you got to fit the role, man.
And they got a good quarterback that can throw, you know. So we'll see what happens. But you also got the other side of the story that Tomlin is a great coach, right? Mike Tomlin is a great coach. And they're going to come pretty fired up. And it's a good organization, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's one of the best in the world.
I'm just saying that, you know, there's always something inside a business analysis. That's why there's so many business sports books.
Yeah. Who's your favorite sports book?
My favorite sports book? Like, I have no idea. I don't think
There's not too many good ones out there.
Ones. I mean, you know, Tony Dungy's got a good faith-based book.
That's a good book, yeah.
You know, you got
you think Bill Belichick is going to write a book?
Got a book. I read a small book from Parcells.
Oh,
I'm more of a
Parcells
kind of guy.
Giants.
You know, yeah. And then you got Joe Torre. You know, I'm a Yankee fan.
But was Bill Parcells good with the...
With what?
With the Giants?
What do you mean good? Like a good coach?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, he won the Super Bowl.
He won
twice.
The Super Bowl. That's
with two
right.
different quarterbacks.
Wow. That's interesting.
He had to manage Lawrence Taylor.
That's tough.
That's another thing.
Come on, man. You think Mack is better than him?
Who?
Khalil Mack.
Khalil Mack better than who?
Than Lawrence Taylor.
I don't think anybody's better than Lawrence Taylor.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, because people are saying there's that conversation that's going.
If I had to go down to a linebacker, the next one, unless I'm missing someone, I'd go to Ray Lewis.
Really?
Lewis is a beast, man.
By the way, the Ravens are actually imploding right now. Like everyone's leaving.
Well, I'm sure, but you asked me. I'm just saying, think about it. Ray Lewis played a hard position for 17 years.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy. Like, you know, that's a long time. An NFL player, just in general, is a long time. Would you agree?
I agree.
So the other kid, I'm sorry, I don't really know who that is right now. So I don't think I have enough time. How long has he been playing?
Khalil Mack for like 5 years.
Yeah, ain't enough time, baby. You know what I mean?
He plays for
17 years, and I told you Lawrence Taylor. I didn't even have to tell you the amount of years. You'd be like, yeah, Lawrence Taylor. Everybody will tell
Which
you.
He plays for the Raiders.
Who?
Khalil Mack.
Oh, that's a good team to play for, too, if you're going to be a tough linebacker. You know what I mean?
So what do you think is going to happen? Well, nothing. I mean, what do you think is going to happen with the Cardinals? Do you think they'll get Kyler Murray on the first pick in the draft?
That I haven't really followed too much. I can't tell. I'm happy for the Bozas. Shout out to St. Thomas Aquinas and the Boza family. I think they did a great job.
That's
with
right.
Kids, man.
His barber.
My son was a freshman when Nick was a freshman, right? And when the brother is Nick Boza and what's the young man from San Diego? It was Nick and...
And Jason?
No. Shoot.
It's okay.
Nah, Boza, yeah. And his father, I think it's John, got selected first round, too.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you're talking
that family's
some great genes. And, you know, good kids and, you know, went to great school. Nick Boza, Joey Boza, that's it.
Joey Boza.
So I was there watching both of them play as a and Joey was a senior and Nick was a freshman. I was like, that's a freshman playing? And then, yeah, and then Nick was just a beast.
Yeah, he was. You remember him back in high school?
I remember them back as a senior year in high school, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because my son was a freshman when his brother was a freshman. So
wow.
I think, you know, those kids, God wish them nothing but the best.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's awesome.
They're from here. They're from South Florida. They went to St. Thomas. And
you know they have the same barber as I do.
Yeah, that I didn't know.
Yeah, my barber cuts his hair.
By
cuts
way,
my hair.
Take a good look. He looks just like the Boza family.
There you go. Anyways, did you see the Jets' new uniform?
I don't care about the Jets, man. Giants, I need a quarterback.
Yeah.
I want Eli, still Eli, but they need a quarterback.
Do you think they'll get a good quarterback in the draft? Or?
Oh, man, I hope so.
I think so.
Yeah, we got a great running back.
Yeah, so.
You know, that's the key right there. That's Giant football's running backs.
Have you been following the Alliance of American Football?
No. That's one of the things me and Tom talked about. Like, was it Tom? No. Somebody was talking about how I think one of your guys, somebody was talking about it. AAF. I was listening, and
it was Riley. Yeah,
they were upset that it was going down and stuff. So.
Yeah, we're really disappointed about it. They were like a development league, but obviously the owner, the majority stakeholder didn't agree. That the player union didn't agree with them to, you know, transfer players around, but you know it happens. It's a business. And are you ready for the XFL?
The XFL
next year, it's coming out. XFL is the other league coming out.
Oh, that's funny. I was going to bring that up right now. All right. So look, I didn't have high expectations at AAF.
Yeah.
I didn't even pay attention to it until
I did.
Until the guy did the podcast because I was at the inaugural game of the XFL. With the Birmingham Bolts. I have an XFL hat right
now.
Yeah.
They had a team in Birmingham?
The Birmingham Bolts.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to their first game.
How was it?
It was played at the Alabama Stadium, but the old one where Bear Bryant is in the front.
Yeah.
Man, that was an old stadium.
Wow.
Let me tell you something. They had these gold-painted seats that were metal, and that was like the VIP section. Those seats used to go for $1 million back then when Alabama was broke. That's crazy. And it was interesting. It was fun, but, you know, I just, you know, that league didn't last long. It's tough. Football's tough, man. It's not
football's tough.
A lot of players.
And
a lot of
not many,
injury.
Yeah, a lot of injury. Not many players. You know, if you're playing, like, for example, in the CFL, not many come, you know, to the NFL. Like, the last player was Cameron Wake. So, we need, like a second division league. Hopefully, it's the XFL that you can have players develop, you know, and able to maybe jump into the NFL. Or players from the NFL that are not doing well still play, but play in the second division.
I don't know, man. Why do you think the people from the CFL don't come on?
I don't know. Either
most of them are American.
I know. Either the scout says that it's not worth it, or it's because they just passed their prime. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think it's past their prime. I think those guys are players. You know that field is wider than the NFL.
I know.
Right? I mean, it's
yeah.
You got
the ball's
run.
Bigger.
You
yeah,
run. Okay.
I seen a game or two.
Doug Flutie lit it up.
Yeah.
What's his name came from there? Warren.
Moon. Yeah, Warren Moon. Yeah.
You know. So the thing is, I think that. I don't know. I don't have the answer except for I'll give you my assumption.
Yeah.
I think that maybe that they're playing, they're doing well, they're on a team, maybe they're making money, and maybe, you know, it just ain't worth it, right? It's you know, football, think about it, the average lifetime of a football player is 3 years anyways.
I know.
So what farm system are you going to build?
And maybe, yeah, you're
think
right.
About it. Your farm system is the... NFL? It's college.
It's college, yeah. They're going to focus in college. That's what they...
I'm confused. Yeah. I don't understand. The only downside that you have is maybe they should increase the practice squad. If you're trying to build a farm system in football to be able to help teams because they lose players, but you can't build a farm team to try to get better players.
Wow.
I mean, I can't imagine that outside of college. Yeah. Think about it. I mean, like, there's a lot of toll on your body. It's a rough sport, you know, and the higher you get up, the more, like, impactful crash elements it is.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, it is.
So try being in a farm league, lasting longer than the average NFL player.
Yeah.
And now you're coming in older than the guy who made it ahead of you, right? He's gone. And you're now playing after 3 years of getting hit also. And you're not at the same level, but there's you know.
NBA, you think the Miami Heat will make the playoffs?
I'm praying.
It's going to be tough.
That's close. They only got half a game, no?
Half a game. They got to win out. And I thought they were going up against Brooklyn.
The same thing happened last year, man. They lost by one game because of Pistons.
It doesn't look good.
Don't say that, man.
I'm kidding.
See, South Florida, fair weather fans.
They got Tim Wolf. They got Minnesota
Spolstra
tonight.
I believe in Spolstra and Riley.
Got the Raptors. They got the Sixers and the Nets. This is like the top teams in the East. Well, except the West.
Okay, look. That's my point, right? That if you're going to make the playoffs.
You got to make it.
You got to make it.
You got to beat the teams. Yeah, you got to beat the best
teams. What's the point of making it and having playing the worst three more teams going in? If you go into the playoffs beating those teams, right? And remember, because of the way basketball is going now, you have no idea what those teams are doing because they may be sitting players. They may not be playing as long. You have something, you know.
Yeah.
The Heat, I just think those players – and I believe Spolster and them already do it, so I'm just saying whatever I want to say. They just got to focus on the fact that win. I mean, it's in your control. Last year, I think it wasn't. We had to guarantee someone else to lose, right?
Right.
Take over, you know, and think about it, right? You know your opponent, like Senzu, know your enemy, right? They're not going to be fully staffed unless you're playing against Milwaukee and that guy keeps playing.
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah,
I can't pronounce
it. It's
I can say Harden easy.
Oh yeah, of course.
Zeke, whatever.
But yeah, I think the East is definitely shaping up. The Bucks are ahead. They might finish first for sure. We got the Raptors in second. Wow, I guess the top two is pretty much set because look how much.
So you said they got to play the Bucks, right?
Yeah,
and they got to play the Raptors, right?
Yeah,
and you also got to play the Sixers.
Yeah,
yes. You got to play the Celtics.
Yeah.
No, they don't have to play Celtics, right? They have to play.
No. They got to play. Let me tell you.
Yeah, let's see. So we got Bucks, Raptors, Sixers, Pacers, and Pistons, and Nets. All right, I'll remember all seven.
Okay, here it is. We got. Okay, yeah, Timberwolves.
Wait, oh, that's finished. Okay,
that's winnable, right?
Yeah, but I don't care about that. Go. Next one, Sixers one.
We got Sixers.
Sixers, Raptors two.
Okay.
Okay, Nets three. Anything else?
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
Four more games.
Go back to the thing.
Okay. Back to the standings.
Yes, sir. Okay. So they got to play the number one, two, and three team, right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So one, two, and three, they're in.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just a matter of how are they going to play those last three games.
Yeah.
And the Heat knows they have to come full force.
They got to win it out.
No, they got to come. I mean, they got to play full force. This guy may sit. He may not play the same amount of minutes. Their stars may not play. And that's where one of the older coaches was making a comment about it affecting the game. And the announcers were saying, well, how can you say that? And they were comparing Jordan. When Jordan won his championships, he played the entire season.
Man, I
understand. He played 82 games.
and it's funny because in the 90s, he never lost two games in a row.
Who?
Jordan.
No, and he never went to a game seven.
Man.
Never.
Is it because he knew he didn't want to get into that situation?
It's because he wanted to kill you if he could go, he could beat you straight.
Yeah.
If he could sweep you every time.
He'll do it.
Yeah. He didn't go out there to take a day off.
Ever. Now, you think he would not do well if he didn't have Pippen on his side?
I mean, you never, I don't want to, I can't answer that. I don't. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think he would have won with Pippen. I mean, without Pippen.
I don't know.
Pippen was that good.
But I do know that I think Pippen is that good. Yeah, I would agree. The reason why I say I don't know is because I don't. And number one, number two, but I'm not saying it and taking anything away from Scottie Pippen. I thought Scottie Pippen, I think you needed that too. They proved you could win without a center.
Yeah, you're right. They didn't have a center.
No.
They had that Luke Longley, but
he wasn't. They had Bill Cartwright. Yeah. They had Luke Longley. No offense to those guys.
They weren't that good.
They weren't. You know,
they were just
Cinder. There were fillers. Think about it. Bill Laimbeer. Think about the guys who won before. It was Detroit, the Celtics. Right, who was the Celtics center? But they were pretty big, though.
Yeah, the Bulls were the first not to do it.
Think about it. With the Lakers, it was the Lakers. They had to go through Lakers, Boston, and Detroit. Those were the three teams winning before Michael started winning.
Wow.
Right? And that was years. Yeah. It was like 6 years, bro. Everyone was telling you had to earn your keep. Each one of those teams had to earn their way through those teams.
Only one team took the Bulls to Game 7.
Oh, so I was wrong.
New York Knicks.
Really?
1992.
My boys! Yeah. Starks!
That was a good team. That was a good Knicks team.
John Starks and them? Yeah, man.
Back then.
I was a heavy Heat fan, man. I mean, a heavy Knicks fan, bro.
Now,
remember, I think that was a question. You asked me if I didn't like Jordan or that was Tom.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, do you think Knicks fans should hate Jordan?
You know, I think that I just disagree with you because, one, you ain't a Knicks fan. And, two, you're a South Florida fan.
Yeah.
And, three, I just think that there's a point that you hate your opponent as the opponent.
I've met Knicks fans that hate Jordan.
Yeah, but, you know,
But Jordan is not...
Just that's them. You know, I don't know what kind of fan it is. I don't know if it's an athlete, not an athlete. It's just a very good sports fan and stuff.
It's tough to hate Jordan.
New York has great fans. It's not that about hate him.
You can hate Kobe, but you can't hate Jordan.
Yeah, I didn't like Kobe for... No, that's true. I didn't like Kobe for a while.
You can hate LeBron.
But look at the difference, though. There's a big difference in what you're asking. Listen, you just changed the game. You stated... Right, that Knicks fans hate Jordan, but we had to play him to get to the championship. Right? All the guys you mentioned were my team, and still disliking a guy, not having to go through him. So, you know, so a Knicks fan to say he's not a true Knicks fan by hating a guy because he played through, but then he also hates Kobe, something's wrong with that picture. Would you agree?
True. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, and the thing about Kobe, though, as time went on, I still appreciated his skill, and
his
then
game.
As time went on, I appreciated him even more as the assassin that he is.
He's a great guy,
and he said it best: "We're here to win championships. He's not here to be. He's
not here to be your friend.
He's an assassin, man."
So Kobe, Kobe versus LeBron, who do you like better?
Give me my
Kobe or LeBron, like as a player. I mean, who do you like better as a player? I mean,
to do what? To
one-on-one, who will win? Who's a better player?
Who is a better player? Okay. I'm going to answer this question.
You're going deep.
I'm going to answer this question the way I answer a baseball question.
Okay.
Right?
Because you're a baseball guy. Because
I'm both. I'm everything. But you brought up something that... is, and to prove that I am not biased because it's my team, okay? Mm-hmm. Because the two players that you just mentioned, LeBron and
Kobe,
not are necessarily my team. I guess LeBron with the Heat, I still appreciate it, but he ain't Dwayne Wade. To me, Dwayne Wade's a Miami Heat guy.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's a true Miami guy.
I'm thankful for LeBron, but
hopefully I'm going to his last game next Tuesday.
Me too. Man. I gotta figure something out. So anyhow, look. So somebody always asked me, this guy that knew I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and he would always get mad at me. I think he liked Atlanta. He goes to me, "All right, if you had to start a baseball team today, and you knew everything about the players already, so it's not like you're guessing, right? You're just seeing. You know the and it was between Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter. If you had to pick one and started a team to be your shortstop, who would you take?" And I took Derek Jeter. And this guy would argue with me, telling me that because it was my Yankee biasness, and that wasn't true. Now I'm going to answer the question. Rodriguez was definitely a better shortstop, right? And a player. But Jeter was a winner, man. You know what I mean? Knowing what I know today, that guy was worth everything. The Yankees knew it. He was the first Yankee in a long time to have a single-digit jersey.
Right.
Okay? They knew it. He was great. So, back to your question. I think LeBron overall is a better player. He's just massive. He's just, you know, God-gifted. But if I had to pick a player to start a team, it would be Kobe.
Yeah. That's a good answer, though. I'll pick Kobe over LeBron. I don't know. It feels like he could just make the shot.
He's an assassin. He's there for the same objective.
Yeah.
You don't have to like each other, this and that. Mm-hmm. Him and Phil Jackson talk smack about each other in a book.
One thing.
And one again.
Yeah. One thing that I think that LeBron never had was a good coach.
You know, I don't know. He's too great to not have. He can't.
I don't know if you put Spoelstra up there. Because Spoelstra's
a great
coach. He's a great coach, but
great coach,
maybe
man.
No one talks about him, though.
They don't care. It doesn't matter, right? We don't care. Right? We haven't had a chance to get to, a star hasn't stepped up yet. But he's taken them to the playoffs. He's taken them one game to the playoffs when they said they would never make it. They were so far behind with no one on the team. Okay, no offense to Draz and these other guys. And then I am of the belief what Riley said. I didn't realize he realized it, that LeBron should have stayed and they would have built a dynasty in Miami. I don't care about what happened to Bosh, which is one of my favorite players.
Yeah.
Okay, is Riley is too smart and Spoelstra's a great coach. Look at every year what he's doing. Who's the superstar in the Heat?
Right now, it's still Wade.
The guy who's retiring.
I know.
Okay? I bet you can't say that on the other teams. Spoelstra's a great coach, bro.
Spoelstra's a great coach. I think
LeBron's issue.
He's underrated, though.
I just think LeBron's issue is, I don't know. I think him getting criticized so much on that decision may have affected him. You know, I think, you know, maybe surroundings of who he has, you know, affects him. You know, I would have respected him more if he left Miami and stayed in Cleveland. But to leave Miami and then go to L.A., I mean, I don't know. I don't like seeing these great players leaving their teams.
Yeah, I know.
Like Cleveland, I can understand. No offense to Cleveland.
It's just, he should have stayed in Cleveland, you know, and.
No, he should have stayed at the Heat. Cleveland wasn't doing what they needed to do. They didn't have the ownership.
Yeah.
They didn't have the president. They didn't have the
true
coach. I don't think I would blame any of the coaches. I think those
that
coaches
Blatt
were great.
And they had the other guy.
You know, when Riley comes out and throws out those rings, look, Jackson ain't doing that great of a job as a president.
No.
Riley's done it at every
level. You're right about that.
Every level.
I think he's still young enough to coach.
Who?
Riley.
No.
But maybe not.
Too much stress.
It's stressful. But you're right. In all the levels, he has done it. He's probably the best.
I'm confused.
Leader.
Larry Bird still hasn't done it. He's a great dude. He's a president. Now, Larry Bird was a better coach. You know what I mean?
I don't think Magic Johnson's going to do it.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously it's too early to tell, but seeing it.
I mean, you know,
I can tell
LeBron can't take anything away. He made the playoffs 8 years in a row, 4 with Miami. But my point being is that, I don't know, the changing of teams doesn't excite you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. I mean, when you become a journeyman going to Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland to L.A.
No matter what superstar you are, man. I mean, I think Kevin Durant's going to make a mistake if he leaves.
I think he's going to make a mistake. I think he just stay. Like you were saying, don't make the same mistake. Uh-huh. Where is he going to go? L.A.?
Is that
what people are saying?
Okay, look, I'm confused, okay? I am super confused. They put all these teams together. You got Russell Westbrook. You had James Harden, and you had Kevin Durant on the same
team.
And you couldn't win? Okay, great. It makes sense. Those guys needed to be their own. Make that one move like Harden did. I was surprised with Harden.
Wow.
Harden took over. God bless him. No matter what he does, he's going to be beloved.
It was between him
and
Ibaka.
He's not going anywhere. You notice he's not going anywhere. He's not doing whatever. He's playing his game. Okay?
He's waiting.
Okay? Russell stayed. Russell's lighting it up. Okay? KD left, and KD did his stuff. Why? You know how great Golden can be? I don't even like Golden. I mean, it's like they're not my team. I like watching them.
You're right. Anyways, but yeah, man, it's definitely a story to watch for LeBron. I think it's not over. I think they had something going on before that little Anthony, what's it called? Anthony Davis trade. I think they were going well, but I think once that rumor about trading like most of the team for him, that changed the whole chemistry. But that's a different podcast to talk about. Anyways.
I'm gonna leave you with this. I love the chant of the away team. So the Lakers were away, so the home team. chanting at the other Laker players at the foul line. Mm-hmm. LeBron's gonna trade you. That is
unique. That's true.
That is so messed up to be a millionaire, elite professional athlete.
Anyways, predictions for this weekend. Obviously, you kind of mentioned it earlier today. Let's go for Auburn versus Virginia.
I got to take Virginia. That's the only thing I got. I got to take Auburn, SEC. I'll go Auburn and Michigan State.
Okay, there you go. Michigan State and Auburn, which is like what I predicted. I think most people aren't going for those two teams. It feels like it. So, and random question, what is your favorite Quentin Tarantino movie?
Pulp Fiction.
That was it. That was right off the bat. And did you see the Joker trailer? The new Joker movie?
Oh, no.
It's coming out October.
Who's playing it? The kid from Shameless?
No, Joaquin Phoenix.
Is Let Joker. Me see. You can,
yeah, sure. We'll pull it up.
It's like a Batman. It's a Joker movie, yes. But it's the Batman character. It's like a
Part of DC. It's how they started.
It's part of
DC. How they started. So let me pull that up. Let me.
Oh, I see. Oh, I didn't even know that, man.
Let's
I
see.
Love movies. It's my only thing.
I guess we're gonna see it during the podcast. So why not, right?
Man, this is live. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Why not?
Get some sport talk.
Oh, no.
That's the old one.
That's the evolution of the Joker. Okay. Joker trailer.
Right there.
No, that's not the one here. Okay. It's this one.
Arthur, does it help to have someone to talk to?
My mother always tells me to smile and put on a happy face. She told me I had a purpose. To bring laughter and joy to the world. Is it just me? Or is it getting crazier out there?
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile. To your fear and sorrow, smile.
What's so funny? Freak?
Gotham's lost its way. What kind of coward would do something that cold-blooded? Someone who hides behind a mask.
I used to think that my life was a tragedy. But now I realize it's a comedy.
Interesting.
What you think? That was pretty scary.
This
is spooky.
I didn't like it too much.
No way. I liked it, though. It's not my favorite type of movie, but I'll definitely watch it.
I'm gonna probably watch it, but
yeah.
The thing is,
I'm gonna do it opening weekend though.
I don't. No, I like 10 o'clock movies.
Really?
Like 10 a.m. If I go
on 10 a.m.
Like
it's a good time. You're awake. You're focused.
What are you talking about? I go to Regal Theater. Theater right there, 154.
Really?
Shout out Regal Theaters.
Regal Theater, give me tickets.
They got a they got recliners.
Yeah.
You go at like at 10, 11 o'clock.
Weston AMC has recliners.
Weston. Oh, yeah. Okay, you go to Weston AMC.
Yeah.
You go at 10, you're there with the more senior crowd, but it's nice and cold. I bring in two blankets. I just relax.
You buy popcorn and everything?
It's the greatest way to start your day.
Wow. That is.
It is like you get out of that. There and you're like, you're happy.
Wow.
Unless you see a sad movie, but I mean, the purpose is not to.
I cannot see a movie at 10 p.m. though. I'll fall asleep right off the bat.
I can see a movie anytime. It depends on how much I work, but I'm just telling you, the earlier movies, the matinee movies, and with the recliners today and everything, it is just
so
phenomenal.
So what you're trying to say, you're going to see Joker at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Yeah. The thing, what I didn't like about it is just I didn't see any crime. Like, if it's only about, like, what got him there.
True.
You know,
that's
they didn't
it.
Show the bad side, right? So it's like, wow. Like you feel bad. It seems like he started off like a good guy and all yeah. right and not. But, you know, I was still waiting for that, like, one moment that he was going to snap and, like, do something. All I seen was him get his butt kicked. And the Joker, I know that boy don't mess.
I'm still wondering if Batman's going to show up. Sometime in the end or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know, I'd probably be a character like, you know, Bruce Wayne or something in it. But
yeah. Think Christian Bale?
No.
Or Ben Affleck?
I don't think so.
Christian Bale's the best Batman.
But Christian Bale's the best. Yeah, I like Christian.
Right? Yeah. Michael Keaton is already like 30 years old. You can't bring him back.
Well, that's like Christopher Reeves.
I mean, best
God rest his soul. You know,
yeah,
you
great
know.
Guy. Fell off a horse.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is dangerous.
I'm not riding on a horse after hearing that.
Oh, man. I'm right. I'll jump out of a plane. What was I going to tell you? Yeah, so that's it. I mean, I would think that there would have been violence. Not that I like him saying violence,
yeah,
but the
yeah.
character is a violent
like,
character.
Is he going to fight against a good guy? Is he
I'm
just
saying, though, right? Joker's yeah. a violent. And then in the later movies, The Black Knight, he's like one of the most violent out of all of them.
But here's my question. Is the Joker the greatest villain of all time?
In Batman or just in general?
In general. People say he's like in the top three. Him and Darth Vader.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it. Yeah, I mean, how many can you just name off the bat? That's the problem.
Joker will definitely be brought up.
You can't. The other villains weren't, I don't know. I would have to say right now, you're right. In Darth Vader, you're right. Those are the two top.
Two. I can't think of
like
anyone
bad
else.
Villains I would think about. That
like Lex
say.
Luthor.
Lex Luthor's another one.
Well, he doesn't scare me, though.
Yeah. No. He would not be in the top two. He's not scary.
But he's a villain you think I'd think about.
But he's a known villain. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I guess of the two bad villains, it's those two.
And then, like, the Spider-Man
guy.
But
the worst villain is the Joker. That's
it
my
is,
point.
Bro.
I mean,
he's freaking scary.
He's brutal.
I mean,
like,
I don't
Darth
know.
Vader was space, you know, killing yeah. you in machines and stuff with a.
Here's another question.
With a lightsaber.
You think Joaquin Phoenix was the right choice? For the Joker character, even though it's in the trailer,
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
No, Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor. I mean,
I think he's a great choice. One of my friends said, "No, I think it was a terrible choice." I never thought of.
Did you see how skinny he got?
Oh yeah, he got that.
I mean, he was really heavy.
He was probably eating apples, you know, every day.
I figure I gotta be an actor to lose some weight, maybe. But
we had trainers. I mean, they get you know.
Of course, but I mean, he's a good actor.
The guy from Jurassic Park, Chris Pratt, was like 2 years on a diet before he got into the Jurassic Park set.
Oh, really?
Lost World, yeah. He was like, he was like mountain biking.
Did you see Al Pacino? Al Pacino. Did you see, what's my boy's name? He was just in a movie, too. Robert De Niro. Did you see Robert De Niro in Untouchables?
No.
He was Al Capone. He was heavy.
Really?
He gained a lot of weight.
See, that thing's easy. It's like, I have to gain weight. I could go to a buffet. I could go to eat donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a healthy way to gain weight?
Well, you know what's bad? You know what's sad is my boy, my fellow Puerto Rican, Raul Julia, he actually, they say that, I don't know what the total cause, I'm just hearsay, right? That but part of his early death was him losing weight really fast for a role.
Really?
Yeah, he's an actor, Raul Julia, yeah, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got to be smart and careful on that.
Well, this is the sports cast. I got to go soon.
Yes.
I leave at 6. But, Victor, how can people reach you and to contact you about – because you are a sales – well, explain what you do. And then how can people reach you?
You can reach me at Victor, V-I-C-T-O-R, Arocho, ARocho.com. That's my website. There's free information there. We're all about transforming the sales profession. We work with owners and CEOs of companies that are struggling with the expenses of hiring top talent. We develop them and we make great ones.
Yeah, you don't work with people like average Joe. You work with CEOs, Steve Jobs, you name it.
No, I wish. No, I work with the small, mid-sized companies, owners, entrepreneurs, and then we have a B2C area where there's a learning platform for those that want to get into sales leadership, sales management. You know, we're all about education, adding value, and sales is the highest profession you can get into, one of the highest paid professions.
You'd be surprised. You were telling me some salespeople make more than doctors.
No more. A lot of them do.
I know. I mean, just it's interesting because you see a lot of sales positions. I mean, I meet a insurance salesperson every day.
Yeah, you know, in sales is either sales across the board. But think about it. You know, today it's changed a little bit. But when I grew up, you know, most of the CEOs from IBM were all from sales.
Really?
You know, almost every major company was a sales CEO.
That's good material. You got to come back on my series podcast, talk about all this, because the sports guys, they can't handle this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, anyways,
well, the sport, they can't. Just they got to they got to make the parallels between the between the same effort, right? You know, it's about persistence. It's about mindset in sports. It's about your character, whether you're aggressive offensively, defensively,
right,
not aggressive. You know, there's a lot of parallels to the two. You just got to decide. So,
you know, to be honest, it's interesting you say that, because I see a lot of life, not just my life, but a lot of people's lives, they kind of compare to sports. If you have life challenges, I kind of compare to sports a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, offense, defense, how to handle a situation.
Numbers. Right, metrics.
Especially football.
Every sport,
yeah.
Metrics. So. I mean, if you know, I mean, we can go on forever.
We can go on forever.
You have no idea how much, you know.
You got so much content.
Yeah.
But you'll be back, right?
If you invite me back, I'd be more. I mean, this is a hot podcast. You know, I mean,
there's so much going on here.
This is a hot podcast. He's good. I mean, you know, what about, you know, what are you doing? You got several businesses.
I got a lot going on. I got a web app development business. I got video. Today I was shooting video, like, this afternoon. And, yeah, I also run podcast business. I also do videos, content-driven. So
what does it do? Why?
Generate, you know, it just generates more clientele. It's like marketing. You're trying to bring people in. Mm-hmm. They find out about you. Who's Santiago? Oh, okay, I need a website for this guy. Need an app from this guy. Things like that. So you try to generate business. Or I could teach people how to make a podcast. Things like that. So
you're solving you're helping them execute on the marketing
digital side.
For them to generate business. So at the end of the day, if somebody comes to you, and to work with you and your company, you help them generate more revenue.
Exactly.
by adding the digital stream to their sales strategy.
I'm all digital. I mean, there's businesses.
You're growing business.
I'm growing business.
That's
pretty
awesome.
Much.
That's what it's
and
about.
There's businesses
that's what
that,
they care about. I don't care about, you know, all the other stuff.
There's tons
they want
of,
the money.
Correct. Tons of businesses are off the grid still. You'd be surprised. They don't have a Facebook page. They don't have a Twitter. They don't, you know, even have an email. So that's where I come in.
No.
I try to meet them, get into digital, get into the video, get into content, and things like that. Anyways,
all right, man.
This is the sports guys.
I'll interview him next time and let him know.
Exactly.
All right, peace.
So follow us on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and on Twitter at thesportscast1. And to follow the latest sports, Victor Rocha will be he'll be back on the sportscast. He'll be back for the NBA playoffs.
All right.
We need you, because the rest of the team are college football oriented. You're a little bit more NBA. I mean, you're everything.
Actually, I could talk quite a bit of sports.
I know, but NBA, we need you, because the other guys don't like the NBA, and that, so I don't want to force them to watch the NBA.
The NBA is, we'll do another one.
It's interesting.
The NBA, the role of a professional basketball player is so similar to the role of a professional sales person.
Yeah,
is you're going to have to stay tuned to the sports podcast. Or come and check me out, but stay tuned to the sports podcast, and we're going to let you know why those things are. And if you want to be great, make, you know, well over six figures, you need to understand how the parallels are there.
Making six figures isn't that hard. Anyways, Victor, thanks for coming on to the sports cast. Guys, I'll see you next time.